From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Syrian government is hosting a two-day summit in Damascus today. It's being called a national dialogue, and top government leaders are participating. But the BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones reports that leading opposition leaders are boycotting the talks because of the continuing government crackdowns.
The point about this is that the opposition people, it all depends how credible they are. Many of the people who are going out onto the streets and their leadership, their organisers, simply don't believe it is possible to hold dialogue at a time when people are being killed in the streets for protesting. Many of those people won't turn up, and that might mean that the whole process basically lacks any credibility. No doubt some people will turn up to this meeting describing themselves as opposition. Those sort of people basically agree with the government. I mean, what they're saying is they think there should be change, but of course that's what President Bashar al-Assad is now saying, so I'm not really sure you can call them opposition.
The BBC's Owen Bennett-Jones reporting from Beirut. The U.S. is reportedly suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Pakistan. NPR's Matthew Algio says the Obama administration hopes the move will compel Pakistan to change the way it deals with militant groups.
Much of the money was intended to reimburse Pakistan for the costs of deploying thousands of its troops along the Afghan border. The New York Times says the aid is being suspended, and in some cases canceled altogether, until relations between the U.S. and Pakistan improve. The Obama administration also wants Pakistan to pursue militant groups more aggressively. The administration is also said to be upset with Pakistan for expelling American military trainers and wants tougher action to be taken against the Taliban and others fighting American soldiers in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Matthew Algio in Washington.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is acknowledging Pakistani cooperation in the fight against militants, but he says it's key to continue to push the Pakistanis. Panetta is in Afghanistan, his first visit there as defense secretary. There was heavy rioting overnight in the small northern Ireland town of Ballyclare. Larry Miller reports the riots were sparked by Protestant loyalists angry that police took down their flags.
Police said the flags were sectarian and illegal. Some, but not all, were associated with Protestant paramilitary groups. When they were removed in the afternoon, 150 people left their homes to protest and block roads. By midnight, tension turned to violence and police came under attack. Gasoline bombs and rocks were thrown. Six police were injured. Five of them were in a police van when a hijacked bus plowed into it. Police responded by firing plastic bullets and using water cannons. The Ballyclare disturbance sparked trouble in other nearby areas where cars and trucks were hijacked and set on fire. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
People in Britain are snapping up the final edition of the tabloid News of the World. The paper is publishing its final edition today. Rupert Murdoch's News International is shutting it down because it's embroiled in Britain's phone hacking scandal. This is NPR News. Congressional leaders are due at the White House this evening for more deficit reduction talks. President Obama is seeking a compromise that would reduce future deficits in exchange for raising the government's borrowing limit to avoid a default next month. Republicans have thrown a new wrinkle into the talks. House Speaker John Boehner now says he favors a smaller $2 trillion deal instead of a broader agreement that would have reduced the deficit by $4 trillion over 10 years. New York Yankees shortstop Derek Jeter has made it into an exclusive club. He's now the 28th player in Major League Baseball history to record 3,000 career hits.
I mean, it's a number that has meant a lot in the history of the game because not too many people have done it before. You know, to be the only Yankee to do it, to be the only Yankee to do anything is pretty special.
As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, Jeter got his 3,000th hit when he smashed a home run into the left field bleachers in last night's game against Tampa Bay.
Yankees play-by-play announcer John Sterling on WCBS says the monster hit was the most amazing thing.
He homers, and I mean he hit a shot over the auxiliary scoreboard in left center.
At that, every Yankees player on the field ran over to hug Jeter after the shortstop finished rounding the bases, burying him in a sea of pinstripes.
Is that dramatic? Is that ultra-dramatic? What a way to achieve the milestone of 3,000.
Jeter's homer was off Tampa's left-hander David Price on a 3-2 pitch. But Jeter wasn't done. He went 5-for-5 with a tie-breaking single that won the game for the Yankees. Jeter is the fourth youngest player to reach the 3,000 hit milestone. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.